You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It is Tuesday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Joining us is our dear friend, Miss Delana Dixon. Miss D, hey, Miss D, how are you?
Oh, I am amazing. I am in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I just watched the Miss USA pageant. Congratulations, Miss Kentucky. Elle Smith is our new Miss USA 2021. She is about to head to Israel so she can be in the Miss Universe pageant. So exciting. Thank you to Crystal Stewart. She's the new national director of Miss USA, the first Black woman to run Miss USA. I'm so happy to be here.
How excited. Good for you, Miss D. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Chris Cuomo from CNN did not want Alec Baldwin to voice his support to help his embattled brother, the then governor, Andrew Cuomo. So Chris Cuomo is in trouble, and he's telling investigators earlier this year that he tried to keep Alec Baldwin from advocating on behalf of his troubled brother, the former governor. Alec wanted to speak out against cancel culture. These comments were revealed in a new transcript that was made public. The CNN host testified that he and his brother both knew that the actor, who is also a good friend to both of them, he wanted to talk out about cancel culture and political correctness, hopefully to save the disgraced governor's job. However, Chris said, I asked him not to do it. I said, quote, tell him to stay out of it. It's not necessary. Ooh. Miss D, have you ever had a friend who wanted to help but only caused more trouble?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. In my situation, it was about a relationship. A friend decided to intervene and talk to the young man that I was involved with, and because of that, we didn't speak for almost 2 years. So wow. Sometimes your friends need to just stay out of things. Right. And I think in the case of Alec Baldwin, talking about cancel culture, it's something that can be very controversial for people. And I don't think it would have helped because he didn't know what exactly was going on with our former governor in New York. So to come in and make a comment about it without having any type of relationship, it just would have seemed weird. And of course, now we know that Alex is dealing with his own issues, so it's probably best that he didn't actually say anything that was made public.
Yeah, knowing a lot about the situation before you jump in is vital, but also, too, you have to remember the person that we are questioning here. Alec is very controversial. Some people love him, some people do not, and him getting involved in an already potentially really explosive situation would have only poured gasoline on the fire. Meanwhile, though, moving forward, Chris Cuomo seems to be in trouble at CNN. So Chris told his viewers, he told the public, that he had very little to do with his brother, Andrew Cuomo, and all the allegations against him. Now it's been revealed that that is not true, that Chris was behind the scenes, working his sources, trying to figure out what was going on. It's even been alleged that Chris wrote one of his brother's public statements after the entire situation blew up. He did not mention it last night on his CNN show. Shouldn't he take a leave of absence? What do you think?
I'm not sure about that. It's very complicated. I mean, he did not commit the crimes that his brother has been proven to be true, according to the justice of New York State. But I guess he did something wrong in his job, and sometimes you have to pay a big price for that. So we'll have to wait and see what CNN decides to do.
He didn't tell the truth. Like, we should remember here that Chris Cuomo is not Andrew Cuomo. Let's not put them together. Yes, they're brothers. You want to help your family members. I totally get that. But tell the truth. I would have said he's my brother and I'm going to help him. And everybody would have been like, I get it. And is it a conflict of interest? Probably. But there's lots of conflicts of interest. The ones that are most dangerous are the ones that we don't know about, the ones that are always covered up. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Chris Cuomo did not want Alec Baldwin to voice support for his embattled brother. Would Alec have helped or would he have hurt? It's a cheeky question, but what do you think? If you were in trouble, would you want Alec Baldwin standing up for you? Or would you be like, oh no, Alec, shh, please, you're going to make it worse. There you go, vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D-Love, what are you working on?
Ooh, well, as we know, Camila Cabello, she broke up with her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, but she has actually decided to step out. She had been laying low. So she headed to the movie theater to see the new Disney movie, Encanto, with her family. Now, she took to Instagram to explain why this outing was so meaningful to her. So she said, quote, I was desperate to see this movie, and we ran to the movie theater to watch it. Of course, the music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the songs. And she said, thank you for continuing to represent Latinos and sharing our stories with the world. Now, Camila went to Instagram after she saw the movie, and people think she was referencing her relationship that she had with Sean, because she put up a picture of slideshow of photos, and they were from Thanksgiving weekend, and she captioned the post, it's giving wholesome. Now, I'm not exactly sure how anybody could read into this, but they think it's referencing something about the Met Gala.
Yes.
So, Rob, maybe you can explain.
Yeah, he said something to her. He told her something ahead of the Met Gala. They shared it, and it's pretty similar. She hasn't responded to any of the comments at this time, but I think this is just fantastic. I love that these two are still out and about. They're not hiding. I'm told they are really good friends. Often, when these relationships break up, they put out statements saying, we are friends, and it's not true. In this case, it is true. In fact, I was told they were much more like brother and sister for a really long time than lovers. The passion seemed to have disappeared, but the love seems like it will always be there. We're wishing you two the best. Moving along, George Clooney is criticizing onlookers who actually filmed him after he got into a motorbike crash in 2018. So he's speaking out against the modern social media culture after his scary motorbike accident 3 years ago. In 2018, he was riding his motorbike when suddenly a car turned and he was thrown into the air several yards. Very, very, very scary. Fortunately, despite going around 75 miles an hour, the actor did not suffer any serious long-term injuries and made a full recovery. But now, talking with the Sunday Times, George, who is 60, he lamented the fact that no one seemed to come and help him at the time. Instead, a crowd gathered to film the aftermath of the incident. He said, quote, "What you realise when you're on the ground thinking it's the last minute of your life is that for some people, it's just going to be entertainment for their Facebook page. I'm a pretty positive guy, but that told me clearly that you really are here just for entertainment." Oh, Miss D, what do you think?
Well, you know what they say. If there's no photographic evidence of it happening, it didn't happen. Oh, I'd like to think that people just got so caught up in seeing George Clooney that they whipped out their cameras and they weren't even thinking that the first thing they should do is help. I mean, that's kind of the downside of social media, that we think to take a picture of it or shoot a video before we actually engage in whatever is going on. I don't think this one's nefarious. I don't think somebody pulled out their camera. I was thinking, I can make money off of this video. But then again, you never know. What do you think,
I hope,
Rob?
Not. It reminds me of Princess Diana when she was in the tunnel in Paris and people were taking photographs after the incident. It makes me really, really sad of where we are as a society, that this is our instinct. I hope it's not mine. I'm pretty sure it isn't. Help people. When you see somebody that needs some help, help them. Hey, we've got more drama. What's going on with Colton Underwood from The Bachelor?
Oh, well, you know, he has a new series coming out called Coming Out Colton, and he's addressing his previous struggles with confronting his sexuality. So he says, "I didn't want to be gay, and the main voices in my head were just telling me, you'll get through this. You'll get through this. You'll get through this."
Wow.
But he said, "The reason I'm coming out is because I'm ashamed and sort of mortified over what he did with Cassie Randall." Now, if you remember, that was the woman that he met on The Bachelor. So he ended his relationship with her back in May 2020. She had actually filed a restraining order against him.
For
allegedly harassing her. She dropped it a few months later. And Colton says, "I never thought I was going to come out. I thought I was going to die with this secret. And I put this poor girl through all this hell because of my own insecurity."
There it is. There it is.
Rob, I mean, what do you say to this?
It's heartbreaking, and I think he's finally confronting what he did here, not only to himself, but also to Cassie. You know, we often do awful things to ourselves. I know a lot of people that are really self-destructive, and it's terrible. However, when you start hurting other people, then something really needs to be said. I feel terrible, terrible for Cassie here. Don't get me wrong, my heart breaks for Colton too. But I think too, if you're in the closet and you're really fighting that, don't go on a reality show. Do it in private. There's going to be no good from going on a reality show, particularly a dating show, when you've got this massive, massive secret. There are a million questions I'd love to ask Colton. I hope he has a million answers in his new documentary reality show coming out, Colton. I'll be watching it and we'll keep talking about this. And quickly before we go to break, sad news. Tiffany Haddish and Common have split up. Oh no, so People magazine are reporting they've gone their own separate waves. A source said, quote, "They were never in the same city and both of them were just too busy for a serious relationship. This happens all the time with celebrities and people that live really, really busy work lives. It's never worth it. I'm not telling you to sacrifice your career for your job. I'm not saying that. But I think you can have a balance of both. I know some really successful people who have reached the top of the tree of their work lives and they're lonely. They have nobody to share all this success with, not even friends. To be that dedicated to your craft, whatever it might be, sometimes take a moment, look around, particularly this time of year. I think I know, I look around and I like to count my friends, not that many, maybe even just on one hand, but I do have them. Do you ever think about that, Miss D? Work, relationships, romance, and how they all fit together?
Yeah, I think it's really challenging. Tiffany once said she wanted to make 50 movies by the time she's 50. So she was very driven in her career. And sometimes that can kind of blur your vision of where your love life is supposed to go. But I think everything has its equal weight. You want to be successful in your career, but it's nice to find somebody to share that success with and the failures with and just the everydays with. So this relationship didn't work out, but I hope her Prince Charming is still out there and she meets him and she can do it all. I believe she can.
I think you can too. I do believe you can do it all, but there is a balance to it and there's a priority to it. And you've got to admit to yourself, you've got to know yourself, what is your priority? I know my priority, it's just mine, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but mine is Bruce. If I had the choice to be a big TV star or super, super successful or Bruce, I would always pick Bruce. And I've always been that way. Career Aww. Is important and I like having a career, I like doing what we do, but I'd rather have Bruce. And I think that in life, if you can admit the truth to yourself, and there's no right or wrong answer, but sit down and close your eyes and really what is important to you. If you could only pick one, where is the priority? Think about that while we take a quick break and we will be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with Misty coming to us from Miss USA.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Fantastic. I love that you're there, Misty. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, dun, da. Dun, dun. So a new book claims that Prince Charles questioned the skin colour of Meghan and Harry's baby. Remember they told Oprah this, but they wouldn't tell Oprah who said it. Now a book is claiming it's Prince Charles. His people have pushed back. The palace has said, Absolutely not. My question yesterday was, should Meghan and Harry now unmask the royal who said it? Should they just tell us the truth? Now all these rumours are out, now we think it's Prince Charles. Should they just come out and set their record straight? Ooh, 62% said yes. I'm with the majority here. I think the time has come to reveal who said this. What do you think, Miss D?
I disagree, actually. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, when it comes to it being Prince Charles, the only reason why I would think that may be the case is because I think if anybody else had said it, Prince Harry would have been like, I don't care. But when it comes from somebody that is a role model in your life, that would be difficult. But the reason why I don't think they should say anything is because I think they have to wait until Prince Archie is of age and tell him first. He should be the first one to know before they tell the world. And that's going to take a while because he's just a baby. And that's not a question he's going to have for many, many decades.
Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Girls Air Band. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Julia Roberts, who has posted a rare picture of her twins who celebrated their 17th birthday.
17!
She actually put up a throwback photo of Hazel and Phineas Motor, who turned 17 on Sunday, and she just put a picture of them up when they were babies. So in the picture, Julia is holding both these adorable bundles when they were just little teeny tiny ones at the same time. Now on one side, Hazel is fast asleep, and on the other side, her brother looks like he's trying to fight it. It's like, I don't want a nap. I want to see the world. And so Julia captioned the photo, 17 of the sweetest years of my life, and she had a cake emoji, 17.
So
that's just
beautiful.
Too cute. Thank you, Julia.
So cute. Julia, I love you sharing this stuff. You're so, so private. That's why it's shocking. They're 17, because we've not seen these two children grow up. They've been kept out of the public light. Oh, it's just so lovely. Hey, our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Jussie Smollett's trial in Chicago has started. Jury selection began yesterday, so nearly 3 years after Jussie reported to Chicago police that he was a victim of a racist and a homophobic attack. The former Empire actor is on trial on charges that he staged the incident. He's 39 years old and he could go to jail for 3 years if found guilty. The key witnesses in the trial are going to be the brothers who Jussie claims attacked him. However, they're saying he wrote them a check to stage the attack. The brothers will also describe how Jussie drove them to the spot where the incident was to play out for a, quote, dress rehearsal, said their lawyer. Our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Yes.
From my new book, The Forward Answer. So the book is full of lots and lots of celebrity quotes. However, there's one quote that's getting a lot of attention squeezed in there between Oprah, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande. It's Winston Churchill. Yes, I know that's a strange quote for us, but he said something so important I had to put it in. Winston Churchill said the following quote, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." So if you're successful, fantastic. Doesn't last forever. If you fail, awful, but it's not fatal. You can get back up. What really counts is not success or failure, but the courage to continue regardless. If you fail, continue. If you succeed, continue. You've got to keep trying. What do you think, Miss D?
You know, they say people are afraid of failing, but I also think sometimes people are afraid of success because it can be scary when you change your life for the better. But like you said, you have to have courage for both. Either one. There's going to be an outcome, and it may not go the way you thought, or it might go a million times better. But if you don't take the chance, you'll never know. So I agree with you 100%.
Amen. Winston Churchill making an appearance on the Naughty But Nice Show. Who would think it? Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show. Ooh. A production of iHeart Radio. I don't know where in the world you're going to be next week, Miss D, but I can't wait. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeart Radio app or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.